up your voice and worship Jesus. He's too good. He's too wonderful. He's too great. He's too powerful. Yes. He's the God that says it and he do it. He has done it many times over and over again. He has done it again. What a faithful God we serve. What a precious Redeemer. The God that never fails. The King of Glory. He is the I am that I am. He is the Alpha and Omega. When he say yes, nobody else can say no. He is able to do whatsoever he says. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you, the God of all universe. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Sit down. I want to talk to you on the topic, they that sow in tears. In Psalm 126, that is the message tonight. They that sow in tears. You know, if a man really wants to be liberated, he can be liberated. If a man really wants to be free, he can be free. If a man really wants to be blessed, he can be blessed. Because our God has done all things well. He's not a man that will lie. Neither the son of man that will repent. Has he said, will he not do it? Yes. Whatsoever he says, he will bring it to pass. In Psalm 126, the Bible says, read it from verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. How do you know when a man is liberated? The Bible says our mouth shall be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. When a man is delivered, when a man is set free, the man will sing, the man will laugh. Everything taking laughter away from you shall be taken away from you tonight. You know, so many people have no laughter. They have no cause to rejoice. They are not singing because they are carrying load. They are carrying trouble. They are carrying problem. I pray tonight that the power of God that has been released upon this meeting shall deliver you from captivity. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. It comes like a dream. All of a sudden, you are no more in that pain. All of a sudden, you are no more in that dungeon. All of a sudden, you are no more in that captivity. All of a sudden, your liberation has come. I believe tonight that somebody will collect this miracle in the name of Jesus. Somebody. Praise the Lord. When the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, listen to me, you will no more sigh and sorrow. There shall be joy in your life. Joy shall come to you. The Bible says in verse 2, it said, then said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. Even the heathen will say, God has visited them. God has turned their captivity. God has changed situation in their life. God has wiped away their tears. That is what you are going to get. Praise the Lord. So, God is in the business of changing things, of putting laughter in the mouths of people with some conditions. Verse 3, they say, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. When God do a great thing for you, would you be happy? Would you be glad? Would you rejoice? Would you sing? Verse 4, he said, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Turn again. He turned it before he will turn it again. He did it before he will do it again. Listen to me, I told you how to get the blessings of God. A man who can remember what the Lord did for him yesterday will get the miracle of tomorrow. Praise the Lord. if you can't remember how God delivered you from the past, instead of rejoicing for the near next miracle coming, you'll be complaining. The Bible says, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Turn it again. I see the Lord turning it again. Turn again our captivity. My father, my father. My father, my father. I see my captivity turn again. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I declare, I see my captivity turn again. I see testimonies in my mouth again. I see me moving to another level. I see me climbing higher again. I see the Lord doing a new thing in my life. I see me sharing the testimony of what the Lord, oh, my Father, thank you, Jesus. I saw it. 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 Let it be established in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In verse 5, the Bible now says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. The topic is said, they that sow in tears. The condition is what we are looking at. The captivity is going to turn. But look at the condition. Very simple thing, but yet difficult. They that sow in tears. The people who want their captivity to turn. The people who want to rejoice evermore. The people who want to sing and dance. What are they going to do? They that sow in tears. Praise the Lord. Verse 6 says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his harvest with him. Praise the Lord. Doubtless. There shall be no confusion in it. No more struggle in it. It must happen like that. And the word of God cannot be broken. Praise the Lord. They that sow in tears. Few minutes tonight, hear this message. The Bible says, they that sow in tears. Tears is not what many people like at all. Not many people like tears in their life. They don't want to share any tears. No. Yeah, but tears produce fantastic miracles. It produces fantastic results. Yes, in prayer, when a man is moved into tears, it draws the ears of God faster than you can imagine. Yes, tears. They that sow in tears. There are people that don't know how to pray in tears. There are people that don't know how to sow in tears. There are people that don't know the power in tears. Their eyes are dry 24 hours of the day, every day of the week, every month of the year. There was never a time they were moving to tears and prayed and cried before the Lord. The Bible says, they that sow in tears. Prayer is a seed. Any man who knows how to pray in tears can move the ears of God and put captivity in his life. May you understand tonight. They that sow in tears. It was tears of Hannah that moved God to remove barrenness from her life. Tears. Again. Sowing done at other times used to produce results, but the sowing done in tears is the one that brings everlasting joy. Praise the Lord. That's the one that produces the miracle that you cannot imagine. Yes, in a normal planting, you can sow and you get some things. Glory be to God. You continue life normally if you learn how to keep sowing. But the Bible says you want captivity is done when there is a hook, when there is a bondage, when there is something has is entangling you. You want that yoke to be broken. They that sow in tears. That's why it is not an easy thing. Praise God. Because nobody wants to cry. Nobody wants to do things in tears. Nobody wants to do things that will pain him. It's a very serious thing. How many people would like to sow in tears at the time where we are in the world today, it is a time of sowing in tears. Those that want to see miracles, a time of sowing in tears. Those that want to see the blessings of God, it is a time of sowing in tears. Those that want to see changes around them, it's a time of sowing in tears. Yes. What does it mean to sow in tears? Number one, it means sowing the seed that you were supposed to eat. For example, somebody has put a bread which you ought to eat and he give it to another. That is sowing in tears. What about you? Won't you eat? You will sleep in hunger. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. What about you now? You are going to sleep in hunger because you have given your bread to another, sowing in tears. Number two, it means giving out a painful seed. This seed is painful. It ought not to go for something else, but I have to give it out because I need my captivity to turn. I need my captivity to turn. Listen to me. I keep saying it. You know, maybe some people do not understand. We have moved to another level. I have moved to another level. Any man who feels it, he will continue to pray, continue to pray without doing anything, we end up like that and die like that. There's no two ways about it. Praise God. They that sow in tears. They that sow in tears. They don't want to do any painful thing. They don't want to give out a painful sacrifice. I have a friend who is late now. I remember several times we used to talk. When I see him, I'll be telling him, advising him, do like this. He will be telling me big vision, big dream. What he's going to do now? He's going to publish book now. He's going to do like this. But this guy, you are dying. This guy, you are not. It's not by metal. I was preaching the other day on matching your words with your actions, your thoughts, your actions, and your words together. There are so many people who talk, but they don't do. Hello? It's not talk, it's do. You better do something, though. Until, when he even died, didn't know. Until a very long time before somebody who knew that I know him told me that, you know that this person is late? How? That told me the story. If you refuse to do something about your life, nothing will happen. You can't blame God. Because you blame his sin, man. They that sow in tears. They that sow in tears. God is not moved. The Bible says, let me come down, I'll come down to that scripture. Number three, what does it mean? It means out of nothing, you still give out something from nothing. Nothing here. That was what the woman in 2 Kings, the woman of Zarephath, that's what he did. In this place, nothing is in it, but the utility remaining, he still has to give something out there because it is sowing in tears. I can see the woman weeping. Oh my God. If I give this food to this man, how me and my child going to survive with this thing remaining? What am I going to do? And she did it in tears. How many people want to sow in tears? No. Number four, it also means borrowing to sow. Why? Why will you go and borrow to sow? Is there any scripture backing up such a thing? That's the question many people will ask. In 2 Kings chapter 4, is there any scripture? Why should I borrow? We are talking about they that sow in tears because they want their captivity to turn. It's not about somebody collecting anything from you. No. No. After all, look at 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible says from verse 1, and they cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be born men. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Now, this man was a prophet and he died as a debtor. He died as a debtor. This man was a prophet. He died as a debtor. Owing debts. Leave his family in debt. Why didn't God change his condition? Why didn't God visit him? Why did he allow him to die like that? It's not about being a prophet. It's not about the language you are talking. It is about what you are doing. Did he understand about the language, about the message of day that so in tears? No. He must have been praying, prophesying. But yet, he was dying. Things were not working. And his family was in problem. And he didn't know what to do until he died. When he died, the wife's eyes opened and said, no, I can't continue like this. If I continue like this, they will come and bury me here. And the worst of all, the children were taken as bondsmen. They were taken as collateral for the death of the husband. And it was then the woman saying, I can't continue like this. Let me go and meet a man of God. And he went and met Elisha. And said, see my predicament. See the situation where I am. What shall I do? And Elisha said, is there a case like that? Okay. What will I do for you now? What do you have? Man of God, what do I have? I have nothing. Nothing in my heart. Don't you hear? I told you a story now. Hey, I come out that you will be liberated in the name of Jesus. I just told you a story that my husband died in debt. Instead of you to borrow me money, instead of you to dash me money, you ask me what I have. What do I have? If I have something with my mother dying in debt, I don't have anything. The only thing that many of you have there is a pot of oil. One pot of oil we have there. Praise the Lord. They that sow in tears. And the Bible says, then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Go and borrow. Why? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Use the one you have. The prophet said, go and borrow vessels. A miracle will happen in your life. Changes will take place around you now. All this, your struggle will be over. All this, your storytelling will turn to testimony. Go and borrow vessels, not a few. Don't even borrow small ones. Borrow big ones. Borrow plenty vessels. Because God is about to turn your captivity. He's about to change situation in your life. He's about to turn things around for you. Go and borrow vessels, not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy son, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. There's no more vessel. More vessel would have been full if she had more vessels. Praise the Lord. More vessels would have been full because the miracle was pouring out now. They that saw a tear shall reap in joy. Listen to me. You will not die in sorrow in the name of Jesus. It depends on you. Say it depends on me. Say it depends on me. You know, we have a problem of carrying problem to God without us taking responsibility. That's the reason why you see many believers are in chains. It's not because God is not powerful. It's because man don't want to take responsibility. I've got to know that it lessens my work. It makes me not to be doing unnecessary labor. If you are not ready, you are not serious, I leave you. Because I have work to do. Praise the Lord. They that saw it here, that was how the woman carried the empty vessel and started pouring from a little oil. Vessels were filled. And in verse 7, then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children all the rest. Settle. The case settled. The case has been settled. She has to borrow.
She has to do something. She has to take challenge.
Let's everybody rise up on your feet.
Listen to me.
They that sow in tears are the ones that reap in joy. It's not everybody. It's they that sow in tears. Sometimes you can sow normally. You will reap. You will just reap normally too. So understand the message. And let your condition change. Let it change for you in Jesus' name.
Number five. How do you sow a tear?
It also means sacrifice. Sacrifice upon sacrifice. I call it sacrifice upon sacrifice. They that sow in tears. Sacrifice upon sacrifice. They understand the message of sacrifice. And they know what to do. And they know how to go about it. But do you know what? It is easy to sow. But is it easy to sow in tears? No. That is why it is called tears. Because it doesn't come easily. It is because of its difficulties that make people not to be able to do it.
Praise God.
The scripture is there, but you see, is it an easy thing? The prophet died in depth. He's a prophet. He read Bible, but he didn't understand this message.
Hallelujah.
Even if you have heard it, but he cannot do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They that go for bearing precious seed, the seed is precious to them, yet they have to sow it because that is the only way to break hardship.
They sow it. Because hardship must break. I can't continue like this.
That is the only way to prove to God that you are determined to get out of a difficult time. It is easy to complain or to let others know that you cannot do more than this. But when a man wants to come out of tough time, he has to do tough things.
Hallelujah. When a man wants to come out of tough times, he will do things that are tough. I discover it is better to borrow seed to sow than to borrow bread to eat. Do you know that? It is better to borrow seed to sow than to borrow bread to eat. Because when you borrow seed, you are sure to pay back your debts. When the seed multiply and you reap, you will pay back. You see this woman? What happened to her? After she has borrowed vessel, she was able to sell and pay the debt and have what to live with. Praise the Lord.
That's the importance of borrowing to sow.
But human beings know how to borrow to eat. But they don't know how to borrow to sow.
Yes. Yes. But if you borrow bread, the possibility of paying back easily will not be there because it will not germinate in your stomach and produce. Rather, it will go to waste.
So, that's why Elisha told the woman, go and borrow vessel. Don't tell me, say I don't have. Don't tell me, say I don't have. Borrow! Somebody will come out of poverty. Somebody will come out of shame. Somebody will come out of reproach. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, that prayers, like I said, prayer offered in tears could be more powerful than the one you offer without tears. Many people are not able to go ahead in life because they are not ready to do what will inconvenience them. Whether it is prayer, whether it is service, or whether it is sowing of seed, or they don't want things that will inconvenience them. Oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. Listen to me. All this do it for me Christianity, it doesn't work. Do it for me. Christianity, it doesn't work.
Oh Lord, my Father. Stir up my heart tonight.
To come out of the dungeons of the enemy.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Stir up my heart. To come out of satanic dungeon. I will come out. Stir up my heart to come out. Stir up my heart to come out from the dungeon of the wicked, from the dungeon of Satan, from the dungeon of evil powers, from the dungeon of poverty, from the dungeon of sorrow, from the dungeon of shame. Stir up my heart. Stir up my heart. Stir up my heart to come out. Stir up my heart, Lord, to come out of every deep poverty, to come out of every shame and reproach, to come out, to come out, to come out, to come out. In the name of Jesus, stir up my heart, 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 stir up my heart. In the name of Jesus, I cannot remain the same again. Lord, you have answered my prayer. I can't remain the same. I can't remain the same. I can't remain the same. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Listen to me before we pray. I grand up tonight. You know what? God did not call us, did not send us to come and fight Satan, neither to fight the demon. No, that is not the ministry of believers. What he called us to do is to fight the fight of faith. Amen? It's not Satan. Oh, you Satan that. You know, sometimes we pray wrong prayers because of wrong understanding. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, we're still going to pray. Let me give you this little knowledge. Those whose ears are open, they will do something by it. The Bible says, you know, it is so easy. 2 Timothy. First of all, in chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, "For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." That is the fight that God called us into. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, he now says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereof thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Fight the good fight of faith. Didn't say fight the devil. Fight the good fight. Because when you fight the fight of faith, you fight the fight of faith by the word of God. Amen. Satan will do everything possible to resist you from the world. All he told us to do in James chapter 4 is resist the devil and he flee from you. Resist him. It's not to say fight, resist. In other words, you won't allow it to destroy your life. Amen? When he comes with his gimmicks, you say, "No, I know what the Bible says." And you practice the scriptures. When you do what the scriptures say, you will get the results. But when you... That's why you see, one of the things that many believers have engaged today is because so many people have been told, "Yeah, demon is in your house. Demon is in this place. Witches in this place. Oh, yeah, fight them." No. Praise God. No. So they instill fear into their heart. They are more fearful than be full of faith. "See demon here. See demon here." No. God didn't send us that. Praise God. Practice the word of God. It shall be well with you. Do what the scripture says. That is the fight. Satan will resist you not to do the Bible. It will make you not to practice the scripture. They that sow in tears, it has been there for thousands of years. So how many people can do it? How many people can do it? If, for example, God bless you now, you pray, and God bless you. Maybe he give you 10,000 naira, 100,000 naira, or whatsoever. And the spirit say, "Go and sow the seeds. Go and sow it as a seed." Can you do it? That's the problem. It is there you start negotiating. No. No. "We have this thing to do. We have this thing to do." Yes! You resist it. And when we resist things like that, you see, struggle continue. I'll keep binding the devil. The devil is in your heart. Bind him. "Oh, you devil that will not allow me to practice the word of God, I bind you." Praise the Lord. "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." It's as practical as that. "They that go for weeping, bearing precious seed." They are weeping, no, but they are sowing the precious seed. You know what is called a precious seed? Precious.
But they are putting it there. I know tomorrow I will reap. I may not eat it now. I will reap it tomorrow. Oh Lord my God, I am doing it with tears. I know my condition shall not remain the same. After a few times, you will see results. Rise up on your feet. My Father, every determining yoke over my life shall be broken tonight. Shall be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Every determining yoke over my life shall be broken. 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 Oh Lord, let you pray. 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 Every yoke that has been determined to rubbish my life, to rubbish my destiny, I break it by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fire! Oh Lord, help me to break the yokes. Thank you, blessed Father. Yes! Let the yoke be broken. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. The more sacrifices you are ready to offer in life determine how you will be able to put the enemy far away from you. The more sacrifices you are able to offer will determine how much you'll be able to push the enemy far from your domain. Praise God. That's why you see the people of the world, they do sacrifices. Because of the power of sacrifice. I read Philippians chapter 4. We round up. Philippians chapter 4. The Bible says, in verse 18, he said, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. An odor of a sweet smell. An odor of a sweet smell. A sacrifice well pleasing to God. Do you have the heart to do sacrifice? That will bring a smell. A sweet smell for that matter. A sweet smell. A sacrifice that will bring a sweet smell to heaven. And is well pleasing before God. Well pleasing. Today I'm so happy because God has relocated me back to the path I used to know. Praise the Lord. I can no longer be deviated again. What you see presently is just a beginning of new things. Praise God. You will see seals fly in a high level. Because you cannot beat the scriptures. When you miss the word of God, you have missed. When God relocated me back, I said, God, may your name be praised. That was how I climbed to where I was before distractions and deviation came. I used to tell you a story before we pray. My pastor that I sought, when I started, because of the knowledge I have, with the little salary they were paying me then, every month, I take a particular sacrifice. Every month, I take a particular sacrifice. Every month. So he has never seen things like that before. So, and God was blessing me and blessing my ministry. Until, when I was transferred away from the headquarters, so because of some distance and starting a new work, I was not able to be doing it like before. So we went to a particular program. in a headquarter. And while he was preaching, he mentioned that there is a pastor who used to give him offering. That he has never seen a pastor giving another pastor offering. Praise God. Because of the foundation we they have. And he said, but for some time, it's like he hasn't been doing it. Kai, my heart was teared up. Praise the Lord. I said, so this thing works. And I tell you, that's how I started again. The kind of progress I used to enjoy was miraculous. Miraculous. Because I'm telling you, yes. That's about 20 years now. Years. Years. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. I want you to pray. My Father, my Father. Give me the grace to understand sowing in tears. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Give me the grace to understand sowing in tears. Oh Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace to understand how to do it so that I will no more remain the same. I will no more remain where I am. The poverty of this present time will not catch up with me. In the name of Jesus, the poverty of this present time will not catch up with me. Almighty God, give me grace to understand the ministry of sowing in tears. Almighty Father, I don't want to remain the same again. I don't want to blame anybody for my life. I don't want to blame Satan for my life. I blame myself. Whatsoever I couldn't do before, I want to do it now. Whatsoever I couldn't do before, I want to do it now. Holy Ghost, work on me. Work on me. Work on me. Transform me. Renew me. Do a new thing in my life. Let me be able to do what I need to do. I take a decision that will take me out of the dungeons of the enemy. Thank you, blessed Father. It shall come to pass that I will no more be in the same level again. Because changes are going to happen. Changes are going to take place. Changes are going to take place in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, help me. Thank you, Jesus. The same again, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I cannot be the same again. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Come upon me. I cannot be the same again. I've received the word. My life will change. My life will change. I have received the word. I cannot be the same again. This is what the Holy Ghost is saying. Why can't I do it? Almighty Father, I cannot be the same again. Holy Spirit, call upon me. Call upon me. Come upon me. Come upon me. Come upon me. In the name of Jesus. My Father, my Father. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, do something. Yes, Holy Ghost, do something in my life. I cannot be the same. I cannot be the same. I will take a decision that will change my life. I will do things that will change my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, take over. 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 In the name of Jesus, I cannot be the same again. Holy Spirit, do a new thing in my life. 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 I cannot be the same. I want to move forward. I don't want to move further. I want to go ahead of Eli. I want to go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. The month of October is just before the corner. I am moving to the next level. Before October we end, there shall be celebration around me. Everybody will know that God has visited this man. In the name of Jesus, I take a decision. Everybody will know that God has visited this man. By the power of God, I cannot be the same again. Yes, we have about 31 days in the month of October. And we still have a few days to get to that month. Oh Lord, my Father, I change my destiny. I transform things around me. Ah, the Paul say a well-pleasing sacrifice. Yes, an odor of a sweet smell. Oh Lord, my God, I know how to sow in tears. I will practice the word. I will practice the word. Things will turn around for me. I will change things around me by the power in the blood of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I refuse to remain where I am. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, do a new thing in my life. Thank you, blessed Father. I cannot be the same again. Holy Spirit, take over. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, we pray. A better amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for as many tonight you want to change their destiny. Thank you for these people you have decided for them. As many that hear the word and understand. It may not be everybody. If it's everybody, glory be to God. But as many that you want to transform, oh Lord, by the voice of the prophet, I lift them out of every dungeon. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command that as they live here, the voice will follow them. The voice will follow them. The voice will follow them. On how they will come out of every chain, of every dungeon, of every sorrow, of every hardship, of every poverty, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak that their destiny shall no longer be caged. Your destiny shall no longer be caged. Every power caging your life shall receive the fire of God. Shall receive the thunder of God. Shall receive the destruction of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you go forth, new things shall happen around you. Changes that take place in your life. A new month shall bring peace into your life. You will witness peace like never before. You witness peace in your finance. Peace in your family. Peace in your head. Peace in whatsoever you do. Receive in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, it shall be well with them. Thank you, blessed Father. You will know that there is God in heaven. You will no longer be fighting battles upon battle. From battle in the day, battle in the night, it shall come to an end. I say it will 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 come to an end. In the name of Jesus. The Lord gives you joy. In Jesus' name, I pray.